I didn't have a quinceañera, and it's just like everyone had one, but like I actually came here just when I turned 14 and I missed everyone's quinceañera, and it was just like that for me. It was just my dream since I was a little girl. I mean, I'm okay with it now, but it's just like it could have been nice to have one, you know?
That was Yara Batista. I'm Thea.
And I'm Caroline.
You're listening to I Am. In this episode, we discuss people who moved from other countries.
With the holidays coming up, we wanted to talk to people who might not necessarily celebrate the traditional way or have family to celebrate with.
I moved from Brazil 4 years ago. My mom was in her third year of her PhD. And so the program that she was at, she had to spend like a year abroad. And so we came here to IUPUI, that's where her educator was at. And so we were almost supposed to stay here for a year. And then they really liked her. And so she started like giving classes and they changed our visa. One thing led to another. And like now she has a job at NKU and we're here forever now. Like, they actually told me in like fifth grade, they're like, there might be a slight possibility we're gonna go to the US. And I was like, yeah, bet. I was like, no, that's never gonna happen. Like, come on. But then like as sixth grade approached and a little bit of seventh grade, they're like, this is actually happening. And I was like, oh my God, I get to learn English and like go to America. And like, I don't know. I feel like my expectations were a lot higher than it like actually was, you know? I feel like everyone, when they come here, they're like, oh, it's gonna be like the movies. Like, we're gonna have our lockers. People are just gonna be like so nice and stuff like that. But in reality, it like doesn't really happen like that, you know?
Some of Yara's experiences show that not everyone was super welcoming.
They first look at me and they're like, you're not from here, are you? I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, Brazil. And they're like, oh, so do you like speak Spanish? I'm like, no, I speak Portuguese. And they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And they like talk and I'm just like, wait, that's Mexico. That's not where I live. And I feel like they kind of diminish me a little bit too. And it's like, oh, like you're foreign. Oh, like, are you illegal? I'm like, because I'm not a citizen. So they think I'm illegal. And I'm just like, you know, you can be here legally and not be a citizen. And they like look shocked. And I'm like, yeah, it's called a visa. I don't know if you've ever heard about that. I feel like just most Americans are not aware of that. And if you're not a citizen, it's like, you're illegal, you probably like cross the border. I feel like that's such a like a stereotype, you know what I mean? I mean, I kind of got used to it now, but like in the first times it was kind of like offensive and I was like, oh my God, I'm not illegal. I had to prove myself that I was like worthy to be here, you know? I feel like your opinion is yours and mine is mine, and it's like, if you think I'm not worthy of being here, like I respect that, you know, I really do. And it's, I've gotten that a lot, especially with like Trump and like trying to ban like illegal people. I feel for like a lot of people, you know, like that could have been me. People who are here illegally and like they honestly don't have a choice besides like making the best out of it. They're literally trying their best. Like, it's just like the way that they're making and leaving, and like, you know, they're not hurting anyone.
Even though she misses Brazil, she still enjoys her life here in the US.
Like, education-wise, America's, like, a whole lot better. You have so many opportunities to study, but I feel like family-wise and, like, socially, I feel like Brazil is a lot better since, like, people just act more friendly, family and friends. They can never be forgotten, you know? Things that we used to do there, we definitely don't do here anymore. But it's, like, I mean, I try to speak Portuguese as much as I can, like, every day, so I don't forget. And, like, writing, too, because you forget. Like, it happens. Especially the holidays, I guess. Like, I mean, I guess everything we do here has like a little Brazilian touch to it, but it's like never the same. Like, Christmas there was very different from here, and I guess I did lose like a little bit of who I was back then. And that's not in a bad way, you know? You develop. There are like negative points of moving, but I feel like the positively, like, definitely always the negative ones. I mean, bad things happen everywhere, you know? And it could have been there, it could have been here. But I've never had anything that like actually like pushed me down that made me want to go back there for sure. I mean, America's great, I love America, but it's just like different, but it's not bad at all. Like, I love it.
Despite loving America, around the holidays, there's definitely more homesickness.
We used to spend Christmas with our great grandma. The whole family used to come to her house. 200 people came or something. And it's just like the Christmas was like a really big holiday. Now, at least I have my aunt and my uncle and their kids. I guess now that's like a little family here. I guess the part that I miss most is the family part. But with the holidays coming up, if I was in Brazil, it would be like more fun, you know, and like better with the family that I would have had.
Even though she spent more of her life in Brazil, both countries are home to her.
My friends, they're like, oh my God, you're so American now. I'm like, I've lived there for 4 years now. Like, I've got to adapt to where I am. At least for now, I feel like there it's 60% of my home and here it's like 40. But it will definitely like grow more.
This has been I Am. For more audio like this, you can visit whje.com.